Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Apostle Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to God for another night, another opportunity to impact the kingdom of God with a right now relevant word. We are excited tonight, my husband and I, Apostle Benny, we're excited tonight to have as our special guest, Apostle Myrtle Johnson. And you know, Apostle, I have to share with you, I had to go back in my mind because Holy Spirit told me that I had met you. I had been in your presence before. And I said, okay, when and where? And he reminded me, you did something several years ago, and Prophet Tracy Fauntleroy spoke, and that night that she spoke about the condition of Lodabar.
My God. Yes, she
and
did.
And I was there.
Oh, my God.
And Holy
Glory
God,
to God.
You met her. Yeah, and he said, you know, for you all to come together now, he said, it's my timing.
Amen.
I'm being very strategic. And so I'm excited. I'm excited that you gave us a yes on tonight to come on and be our
Amen.
Guest. For we trust the sound that's being released through you by the Holy Spirit. And we just say now that you can go forth, my sister, have your way and move as the Spirit leads. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. I first of all want to thank God for the opportunity. And most of all, Apostle, I want to thank you and Apostle Benny that you all saw fit to allow the Lord to use you all to invite me to come by way of Blog Talk Radio to just speak a word to the people of God. Truly, I bless God for the divine connection because I do know, in fact, that it is the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't take anything that the Lord asks me to do lightly. Therefore, I'm just going to be obedient and give what the Lord was saying to release to the people on today. I prayed and I asked God, God, what exactly is it that you would like me to speak to the people of God on tonight about? And he said, the power of reconciliation and the perfecting of the saints. What we're seeing
My
that
God.
The Lord is doing in this hour is that there are so many people that do not know where they fit into the body of Christ. And it's often a difficult place for them to be in. They're not sure of who they are. They're not sure of where God has called them to be. And they're not satisfied in that place where they are finding themselves at. I'm going to take a look on tonight at the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4. And I'm going to read for the people of God's hearing, verses number 1 through 16. And the word of the Lord reads, and it says, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in the hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Are one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, Verse 16 says, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. And what we are finding that is happening right now in the body of Christ, the Lord is trying to reconcile the people of God unto him, that they may walk in that perfect divine will that he predestined for the human man to be able to walk in. When we think of reconciliation, he wants to restore the relations of the people of God back unto him, making one view compatible with another. Here in the book of Ephesians, we find that the Apostle Paul was talking to the church of Ephesus, and he gave them six exhortations. He said, first, walk worthy of your calling. Walk in all lowliness or humility of mind. Three, to walk in meekness. Walk in long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And when we look at those exhortations that Paul was given to the church of Ephesus, when he said to walk worthy of your calling, many in this hour do not know what they've been called to. That's why they walk around in limbo and they find themselves in a difficult place. They're not fulfilling the purpose that God predestined for their lives. When he talks about walking in lowliness of humility of the mind, in order to be able to really receive everything that God has for us, we have to be able to humble ourselves so that when the Lord begins to speak, we will be able to receive what it is that the Lord wants to impart into us. When he talk about walking in meekness, we have to walk in that place where God can use others to help build us up. Glory be to God. Walking in long suffering means that in spite of how we may feel right now of not knowing where our place is, we're not going to give up on God, but we're going to keep pressing. We're going to keep seeking the Lord and waiting for him to give us that divine instruction that he wants to give unto us. Forbearing one another in love. Well, we see that our brothers or our sisters may not be in that place that they ought to be in. We build them up. We equip them. We empower them. Just like what the Lord is doing through the empowerment place in this hour. The Lord is using the empowerment place to empower the people of God so that they will begin to know what their purpose is that God has for their life, that they will not be walking around and not fitting in. Many in this hour are looking for that perfect place where they fit in, that tribe that they belong to. And many have not been able to find that place because they don't know yet exactly what it is that they are looking for. When the Apostle Paul was talking, he said, you've got to be able to come to that unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, glory be to God. When we think about the unity of God, he says that we're one body, hallelujah, and we're serving one God. We're not supposed to be separated as so many have done. They separate themselves because they have that lack of not understanding. So they separate themselves, but yet they are looking, but they don't know yet what they're looking for. When he said the unity, he was talking about one Spirit. There are different gifts, which each one that is going to hear this on Blog Talk Radio, everybody have a gift that God has been given, that God has given unto them. And that gift is what identifies them. Many don't know what those gifts are that the Lord has given unto them. He said, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. When we get down to verse number 7, it says, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Right there, we see that that is a prophetic preparation that the Apostle Paul was releasing unto the people of God. He was letting them know that everyone of us have been given a gift according to the grace of God that has been given unto us. At that point, the Apostle Paul went on and he was talking about how there was going to be the releasing of the ascension gifts for the perfecting of the saints. And that's where you find that there are some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. Why would God do that? He did that. He gave those ascension gifts for the perfecting of the saints. that the saints could grow in him, that the saints could come into divine alignment with him. They will come into alignment in order to be able to find out what their purpose is and the plan that God has for their life. He released everything that was needed to fulfill the kingdom mandate on earth that God had given unto them, that he had given unto mankind, which he purposed to rule and to dominate and to take care of the earthly affairs, glory be to God. Why then did God give the ascension gift? Let's look at them. Verse 11, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. There were nine reasons why the Lord gave those giftings. We have seen for many, many years, we've seen pastors, we've seen evangelists. But when it comes to apostles, when it comes to prophets, when it comes to teachers, there has seemed to be such a tremendous lack in the body of Christ. So what the Lord is doing right now is there has been a shifting that has taken place in the earth realm, and the Lord has strategically raised up apostles. He has strategically raised up pastors. He has strategically raised up teachers that will be able to empower the people of God, that will be able to teach the people of God, that will be able to let the people of God know and understand the plan that God has for their life. And as they are taught, they will begin to come into the fullness of what their purpose is. Why then did he give those gifts? He first of all gave those gifts for the perfecting of the saints. God knew that there were going to be people that were not going to know where their place was in the kingdom of God. He already knew that. He knew that there were going to be people that were going to have to find their way. He knew that. When we think about perfecting, he did not mean that anybody will be without flaws. He simply meant that so that you can be empowered to grow in maturity when it comes to the things of God. For the work of the ministry, glory to God. In this hour, the Lord is strategically, everything that God is doing right now is strategic. It's by divine instructions, by way of the Holy Spirit that is equipping the people for the work of the ministry. That's why we are seeing ministries that are being equipped now that will flow in the realm of the prophetic, that will flow in the realm of healing, that will flow in the realm of the glory of God like we've never seen before, for the work of the ministry, amen, for the edifying of the body of Christ, so that the body of Christ can come into the fullness of exactly what it is that the Lord has predestined for the body of Christ to be. He said, until we all come into the unity of faith, glory to God. He knew that there were going to be some people that were not going to be at that place where we are, even in their belief system. Why is their belief system so low? Their belief system is so low because they've never been empowered. They've never been equipped. They've never been taught about the kingdom of God. Therefore, these people that the Lord is dealing with right now, he's raising them up and he's nurturing them and he's training them and he's equipping them so that they will be able to function in the earth that we live in until we all can come up, that we all can grow even the more and come to that place of maturity, glory be to God. Knowledge of the Son of God, that we know exactly who God is, and as heirs of the kingdom of God, we know and understand what our rights are, what our legal rights are to operate and to rule in the earth realm. There are so many believers that live beneath the means of God because they don't know the authority that Christ has given unto them as the Son of God. They don't know what gifts God has given unto them. They've never been taught about those things. They have never come to the understanding that, yes, there are still apostles in the earth realm. Yes, there are still prophets in the earth realm. And yes, God still does have teachers in the earth realm. They're used to hearing about pastors who is the shepherds. They're used to hearing about evangelists that go and serve the people of God to come and to accept the Lord as their personal savior. But when it came to the apostles, the ones that do the building, that do the equipping, that do the empowering, that works in the realm of the spirit to release the healing virtue of God over the people of God, that ministry has been lacking. Those are the builders, the end time builders that God is raising up that are going to flow in a realm that is going to prepare the people for the coming of Christ, glory be to God. The people are going to have to be built up. They're going to have to be equipped. They're going to have to be stirred in the direction that the Lord is leading them to. With the prophets, what the Lord is doing with the prophets in this hour, he is using the prophets to begin to speak the oracles and the mysteries of God. For so long, so many people have thought that the only thing the prophets do is give a word, or they've thought that all that prophets do is give them a name it and claim it type of mentality. But in this hour, God is using the prophets to reform the people of God, to cause the people of God to realize that things that are not right, to cause the people of God to turn from sin, to turn from wickedness, to turn from rebellion, and to turn back to him. The Lord is using the teachers in this hour to teach. They have been equipped, empowered by God with an anointing specifically to teach the people of God the word of God. These teachers that God is raising up in this hour, they are going to be able to dissect the word of God that even a child can understand. The word that these teachers are going to be able to teach in this hour is that they can teach and simplify the word of God, break it down to the point that regardless of the listener that hear it, everyone will be able to receive from God. That's what he was talking about, bringing them up in the unity of faith. If the message is so far above the people of God's head, then they will not be able to relate unto them what is being taught unto them. They will not be able to dissect it. But what God is doing in this hour, the teachers are going to know how to shift with God. They're going to know how to minister to that group that God had them before at that very minute. It's going to come times where you're going to have to minister to the lost, those that don't know Christ, and you're going to have to be able to minister to them in a place where they can receive Jesus as Lord, and they will be able to take that which they are instructed and run with it. What we are finding that this knowledge that is going to be released unto them is going to cause them to no longer be tossed to and fro with every wind and with every doctrine. Oh, my God. The Holy Ghost is speaking on tonight. There has been a time period, there has been a dispensation in God where because people don't know who they are, their identity has been compromised. They roam to and fro simply because they're looking for answers, and everything that sounds good, that is what they have been gravitating to. But in this hour, the apostles that the Lord is raising up, I'm telling you, they are going to be anointed to break the barriers of religion and traditionality. They're going to be able to break those barriers that have held people in bondage for years of not knowing what God has called them to and not knowing what God has invested in them. They're going to come to that place where they realize that they have been given a gift that can be used and utilized by God to bring change in the earth realm. That in which God has given unto them, God is looking for them to be equipped and empowered so that they can go out and make more disciples. Oh, glory to God. The Lord has said that the harvest is so plentiful, but the laborers are few. And what the Lord is doing in this hour, he is going to use those end time apostles that he has raised up, that have been from the lowest point, and now God says, I'm raising them up and I'm elevating them to that place. They're going to be able to relate to those that are coming in and transitioning into the kingdom of God, because they're going to know, I've been there. I've been there, and I know what you're dealing with. I know what you're going through, so I can minister to you. I can empower you. I can equip you with the word of God. God is going to give them the word that is needed, that is going to build them, that is going to perfect what's on the inside of them for the work of the ministry that the Lord is going to call them to. They're going to speak the truth so that the people of God can grow. Oh, Jesus. For so long, the word of God has been compromised, and it has been watered down to a place where the body of Christ, the church, to many, looks like exactly a duplicate of the world. But the Lord is saying in this hour, those ones that I am raising up, they're going to be able to speak truth, glory be to God, that the saints can come to that perfected place where now they realize that my way of thinking has been wrong. He's going to transform their minds. He's going to renew their minds. He's going to start right there. He says, I'm going to regenerate their mindset from religion to kingdom. Glory be to God. The Lord is going to do that through his chosen vessels in this hour. And the whole body is going to fitly join together. Glory to God. No gift is more important than the other. Each gift has its purpose in the kingdom of God. And the Lord is saying in this hour, I'm going to perfectly fit it all together for kingdom collaboration. We are stronger together as a body trying to operate as a single unit versus I'm doing this thing right here, and I don't care what you're doing over there. No, that is not what kingdom collaboration is all about. Kingdom collaboration is where we're going to begin to come together as a unified body, and the Lord is going to collectively use the giftings that he has released into the earth realm that is going to build the people and prepare them for his return and for his coming. I truly am excited about what the Lord is doing in this hour. What the Lord is doing in this hour is a great work that he's doing in this hour. And as I was sitting there and the Lord was just speaking and revelating exactly what it was that he wanted the people of God to hear, he said, the harvest is coming in. The harvest is coming in. And he says, I am preparing the body to receive the harvest that is coming. Glory be to God. The Lord specifically showed me, he said, there is going to be apostolic hubs that he is going to set up. And with these apostolic hubs, they're not going to be a church per se. But what these apostolic hubs are going to do is they are going to teach the people of God. They're going to be equipping headquarters. This is where the people of God, they're going to come in. They will be taught. They will be healed in these apostolic hubs. They will be delivered from things that have held them in bondage, that have prevented them from walking in their purpose. The Lord is saying, with these apostolic hubs, those that are over them are already anointed, and God said they are appointed and they are equipped to do the work that he has called them to. He said they are going to identify truth. Truth is going to be revelated through these apostolic hubs. With these apostolic hubs, the Lord is saying there's going to be a great repositioning with individuals. These individuals, the Lord is saying, are going to be empowered. They're going to be equipped, and they're going to be reformed into the body of Christ that the Lord is calling for. The Lord said, I'm coming back for a church that is without a spot or a wrinkle. These apostolic hubs are going to work out the wrinkles. These apostolic hubs are going to be the place where the people of God are going to come into. They're going to come in broken. They're going to come in not smelling and not looking like the way that religious people think they ought to look like. But they're going to be a place that when they come in, the Lord is going to restore them. The Lord is going to build them up. The Lord is going to reposition them. The Lord is going to disciple them in these apostolic hubs. And what the Lord is going to do with these apostolic hubs, he says, I'm going to multiply and I'm going to expand the anointing where it's going to reach past a central location, but it's going to begin to spread out into different regions and different territories. And what the Lord is saying with the apostolic hubs that he is positioning in the earth realm, that's going to cause reconciliation to come back into the earth realm to perfect the saints. He said, I am going to supply the needs of these apostolic hubs. The Lord is saying, you don't have to worry if you're operating an apostolic hub how you're going to do A, B, C, D, or E. The Lord is saying that these apostolic hubs will operate under a spirit of obedience. The apostles of these apostolic hubs will have an ear to hear what the Lord is saying, but not only will they have the ear to hear, they will speak under a strong prophetic anointing. But the Lord is also saying with these apostolic hubs, they will operate in all of the fivefold gifting. The Lord is saying, I am going to send to these apostolic hubs every gift that is needed in order to perfect the body. Glory be to God. The reconciliation that is about to take place is going to be a great one in the earth realm. He's saying unto the people of God, we don't have to be concerned about how things look. All we have to be concerned about is what God is saying about what he's trying to do in the earth realm is going to be great. And I am excited because even as I was given the invitation from the empowerment place, the Lord said that the empowerment place is an apostolic hub. It's going to be a place, Lord. Apostle Val, that people are going to come in. God is saying, eyes have not seen, neither has ears heard. It has not even entered into the heart of man yet the great things that God has in store for you. He said, count it not strange, the things that you've had to go through, the challenges that you had to face, the brokenness that you had to endure. He said it was for his good. It was for your good, but mm-hmm. it was all for God's glory. Because from that,
amen.
The Lord said, I have equipped you. I have anointed you to walk under, oh God, an anointing that is going to break barriers, that is going to shatter glass walls. The anointing that the Lord has placed on your life, he said, many will become healed through the empowerment place. They're going to come in
Lord.
Broken, says the Lord. But the Lord is saying that
Lord.
You and Apostle Benny are equipped for the assignment. He said it's not a strange thing that he had to separate you. It's not a strange thing that he had to do all that he had to do in your life to cause you to be able to see. You had that heart for the people of God because you know where they are because you've been there. And the Lord is saying unto you, he said, I have found you worthy of your calling. He said everything
Lord.
That Paul exhorted to the Ephesians church, he said, I have exhorted that thing unto you and unto your husband. He said,
yeah.
You will walk worthy of your calling. You're already walking worthy of it. You are
Thank
walking
Lord.
In humility. You are walking in meekness. You have long suffered and you've endured every test and every trial that has came your way. The forbearing of love. You show love unto the people of God. And as you continue to show them love, God is saying, I'm going to build them up and I'm going to perfect the saints that are going to come your way in this hour. And it's all going to be for
Thank
the unity of the spirit and the bond of peace. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
And that's what the Lord gave me to share to the people of God on today. It's my prayer that someone is empowered, someone will listen to this message, that will get an understanding that God wants to reposition you in this hour so that you will come to know who you are, that you will come to know where you fit into the body of Christ. Even though you may have been in a difficult place, your identity may have been compromised, but the Lord is saying that I'm about to reposition you. And as the Lord repositioned you, at that point, the Lord is saying, I'm going to disciple you. And as the Lord disciple you through these apostolic hubs, the Lord is saying, then you will be equipped once you've been discipled to go out and to make more disciples. Glory be to God. God bless you, Apostle Val.
Hallelujah.
And thank you and Apostle Benny for the invite on tonight. God bless you. God bless your ministry. The Lord is pleased with what you're doing in this hour. Glory be to God.
Thank you.
God Amen. Bless you.
Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Ooh, okay. You know, sometimes you get that message where there's nothing left to say, but amen.
My God.
But we honor God for you. We honor God for you, my
Bless
sister,
you.
For that release. If it were for no one else, we know that that was for us, for where we
amen.
Are right now, for what it is that God is doing in the midst of us and the ministry at the Empowerment Place. And it even spoke
amen.
To some of the desires that we are navigating at this very present moment, that God would be glorified in this region of West Virginia that God has sent us to.
Amen.
So we just bless God. We bless God for you, my sister. For the callers, thank you so much for being on the line on tonight. We do have several callers. We have a few minutes left, so if there's a question or a comment that you would like to make, you can press 1. I admonish the people of God who are on the line on tonight as Apostle released this word, that there are some who are on the line even now who still question, God, what am I supposed to do? What is my purpose? I've been doing the church thing.
My
and
God.
I'm still in the same place. I've been doing the church thing. I've been going. I've been singing. I've been ushering. I've been praying. I've been giving.
Jesus.
I've been doing all of this, but it has not moved me. So some are saying even now, God, what exactly is my purpose? Because one thing that we recognize, my sister, and we can both attest to, is that when we find what it is, when we actually are able to gravitate and embrace that which God has called us to, life becomes just easier. Now, true, the
afflictions
will still come, the challenges will still present themselves. However, when we are in divine alignment with God's will, plan, and purpose for our lives, and when we've given him a sure yes, not that wishy-washy on the fence yes, but that sure yes that says, God, I'm going to give it to you, come hell or high water, I'm here, and I'm going
Amen.
To do that what you called me to do. When we get to that place, life just becomes,
yes.
and whatever it is you need it to be, it becomes, because you've decided to realign, you've decided to reposition, you've decided to reconcile unto him who is able, who is
yes.
able, who is able, and it just takes a decision from us. It takes us willing to be thrown back on the potter's wheel and be made again. It takes the renewed mindset,
Jesus.
Because some of us are still operating in old doctrine. Some of us are still operating in old
yes.
principles. And some of us are still doing what the preacher said 50 years ago that he had not
Ooh,
even
Jesus.
Exercised to know if it worked. But now God is saying, I am here, and I have people in place, those apostolic hubs, where you can go and see
yes.
truth, not just the word that's going to
yes.
tickle your ear, not just the word that's making you think you're getting a new car and you're getting a new house. Look, the word of God says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things
yes.
shall be added unto you. So all those tangible things that you think you can get a word for, they are already yours if you work the plan. If you work it according to what God says and seek his righteousness, because of who we are, that stuff will come. But there's
my
work
Lord.
That we got to do. I
yes.
bless God. I bless God for you. I bless God for you.
God bless you, my sister.
Amen, 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 amen. We thank God. We thank God. I'm excited. We thank God. We thank God for the word. We
I
thank
also
you
am very
audience.
Excited.
Amen, as you should be. Amen. For the things that God is doing, even in your ministry with your husband, for the doors that are being opened, you know.
Glory to God.
Well, this is a conversation. We'll have this conversation off the air. I don't want everybody just getting excited and yeah, but we'll have this conversation.
Amen.
I'm excited.
Kingdom collaboration. Hallelujah.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And let me just say, and I'm sure that I echo the heart of my sister, look, don't be so proud in this season that if you've got something that works, don't be so proud and so stingy that you feel like you can't help your brother or your sister.
Amen.
Don't get to a place where you feel like you got to take care of your own and let them do what they do. It's, come on, y'all, we are stronger together. She said it earlier.
We are stronger
together. If
yes.
you have a piece and I have a piece and I look across the street and you got another piece and then 12 miles down the road and on the third house is with the green shutters, they got a piece. Come on, y'all. Let's put aside our own personal agendas and let's really do this the way God intended. Let's do this how the Holy Spirit is leading us. And let's bring all of that stuff to the table, put it together, and change regions, change
Amen.
Countries. Be the
Amen.
Global impact that God is calling for in this season. But we're not going to be the global impact if we can't make the impact right in our own neighborhood. Can I just be honest?
That's it.
If we
That's
can't
come
it. To the table, everybody right there in Mechanicsville and everybody in Richmond and everybody in Tappahannock, everybody in Beckley and everybody in Bluefield, if we can't come together and reason together that God might be glorified through us, then that global piece that's waiting for some of you, yeah, that's going to take a little while because you still got some work to do at home.
My Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's time. God is ready. God is ready for us to realign. He is ready for us to reconcile. You have to be willing and ready to give it to him as he desires so that he can release that within you that he spoke from the foundation of the world. Before you were even in your mother's womb, he knew what he had planned for each of us. And he wants to see it happen. But we've got
Amen.
To be in position. We've got to be in
yes.
position. Praise God. We've got to be in position. Apostle, again, thank you so much for this release on tonight.
God bless you.
Listeners, thank you so much. Amen. We at the Empowerment Place each Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. have intercessory prayer. We welcome your prayer requests. You can send them to me inbox on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, or my husband, Benny M. Burrell. There are a few other intercessors that we tag each day. You can locate them and send in your prayer requests. We also do a Facebook Live on Monday nights from my book, My Reality Revealed, where I pick one of the topics that's listed within the 52 weeks. Amen. Tomorrow's topic is
Amen.
My new is now. My new is now. So this word right here just sort of slides right into what Holy Governor had given me on tomorrow night about how
Amen.
We're waiting for that right moment. We're waiting for that right opportunity. But when we start to look within and see what God has already done, we recognize that our new is right now. So I invite you to join me tomorrow night at 9 p.m. For those who are in the Bluefield, West Virginia, Virginia region, we invite you to join us, ladies, on Saturday, October 13th, for our first conference in this region entitled Hear Me Roar, Kingdom Women Releasing Their Sound. This is a free event. Space is limited, but you can go to eventbrite.com and search Hear Me Roar, Bluefield, Virginia, and get your tickets. We want you to come. This will be a phenomenal launch from Bluefield. Hear Me Roar will be in Tappahannock in January. It will be in Gastonia, North Carolina in April. We're working for a date currently for Philadelphia, and we are contemplating some dates for Arizona and California. If you may be interested
Amen.
In Hear Me Roar coming to your region, please inbox me, and I will gladly discuss that with you. We go where God needs us, and so there's no place too big, too small. Just reach out to us. Let us know. You've got some women that you feel need a prompting, need training, need inspiration and empowerment in order to go forth and be what it is that God has called them to be. Please let us know, and we will gladly do our best to aid in facilitating that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Apostle Myrtle, if you would just pray us out. Listeners, always
Amen.
Remember, every day do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, please, my brother and my sister, take the responsibility to empower someone else. Apostle Johnson, if you would pray us out, and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Father, it is in the name of Jesus that I do bless you and praise your name, Father, for what you're doing through the Empowerment Place. I ask you on tonight, God, that you will expand Apostle Val and Apostle Benny's territory even the more, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you would send in laborers that would help them as they carry forth the work that you have called them unto. I pray now, God, in Jesus' name, that every need that they have will be met, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, I ask that you will bless every listening ear. I pray blessings over them, Father. I pray that you that this word that has been released unto them will be continue to be a blessing unto their life, God, that you will bring back to their remembrance even throughout this week something that was said, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus that will help perfect them even the more. God, I ask that you would watch over and keep us all safe as we go throughout the remainder of this night, Father, and that you would send your angels to encamp all around us, continue to be with us and keep us until we all come together, whether it's by way of this phone line or whether it's just in coming in contact with someone on this upcoming week. Bless us all and keep us. In Jesus' name, I do pray, amen, and glory to God. You all do be blessed.
Amen, amen, glory to God. We love you all. Have a good night.
Amen, good night.